and thank you for listening to the Be a Fucking Lion podcast. I am your host, MJ, and today's episode is short and to the point. Stress. We all have it. None of us are exempt from experiencing it. Stress is one of many factors that people use as a reason why they gain weight without really discovering the underlying issue. It's easy to blame it on stress and call it a day, right? I call that reasons. I call them excuses. Perhaps though somebody's just not educated properly on what is actually causing the weight gain, and and they just think stress just automatically causes weight gain. It is true that stress can cause increased cortisol levels, which increases your appetite or cravings for sugary foods. It also can cause some water retention. Keep in mind, the amount of cortisol secreted in response to stress can vary in amounts, in individuals. Each one of us may innately respond more reactively to stressful events than others. And as I always say, when it comes to fitness and nutrition, there is not a one-size-fits-all approach. There is also not a one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with stress. Everybody copes and deals with stress differently in positive and negative ways. Stress alone does not cause weight gain directly. What is causing the weight gain are the activities that follow from the stress, how you are managing your stress. If you are spot on with tracking calories and energy expenditure, you may be more likely plateauing due to metabolic adaptation. You may need to reduce your calories or increase your activity level or a combination of both. In addition to higher cortisol levels, you may be eating in an attempt to fulfill psychological needs while you are under stress. Perhaps you are sitting on the couch eating ice cream to make yourself feel better in that moment, or you are stressed, so you are skipping exercise, right? You're just not in the mood, you're pissed off, you're stressed out, whatever the case. You could be binging at night because of some deep-seated resentment smoldering beneath the surface. Whatever the stress factor is, there is no way to fix the secondary problem until you've addressed the root issue of the stress. If you do not address the underlying issues, you are just fighting an uphill battle. Instead of blaming your weight gain on stress, take a step back and figure out why you are stressed. What is causing the stress? And then fix it. Being mindful of your actions is a surefire way to get you on the right path to overcoming your stress. When you find yourself wanting to eat for comfort, skipping a workout, or binge eating, stop and ask yourself. Like, battle it in your head. Talk to yourself in your head. Ask yourself, do I really need this? Why am I feeling stressed? What has me stressed out? What can I do in this moment to fix this problem instead of masking it with food? Talk to yourself in your head. I do it every day, sometimes all day. I have my days as well. It always starts there. Remind yourself how important your goals are. I have a quote I saw once years ago. And I often ask myself, when I'm feeling my willpower giving in, this is the quote, okay? Write this down. I will wait a minute while you grab a pen and paper or put it in your notes on your phone. Because this quote has stuck in my head for several years now, and it works. Okay, are you ready? Got your pen and paper? Got your phone out? Here is the quote. Never sacrifice what you want most for what you want in that tempting moment. Listen to it again, and I hope you wrote it down. Never sacrifice what you want most for what you want in that tempting moment. Now, how did this quote resonate with you? Do you think this will help you make the better decision when you are tempted with eating a whole cake or while you are sitting in the fast food drive-thru? You must learn how to control your mindset, and that is the recipe to success in all of your life goals. You must learn how to manage your stress, but in order to manage your stress, you have to recognize it first. You have to know what's causing it, where it comes from, and then fix that issue, fix that problem. Get that stress out of your life, and you will fix the problem properly instead of temporarily by overeating or skipping your workouts. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Be a Fucking Lion podcast. If you liked this episode or I have provided any kind of value for you with my podcast, could you please do me a favor and leave a comment, share with your friends, and help me help more people. Criticism is accepted as well, as it helps me get better. And I super appreciate you. You can follow my fitness journey on Instagram and Twitter at MJ_fit_fierce. Be happy, be healthy, be a fucking lion, and smash your goals.